Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible say about the Antichrist? The Antichrist is a very popular fellow. Many people are talking about him. The popular view is the Antichrist is a single person, the ultimate arch enemy of God and his people, who will appear near the end of world history. He will be viewed as the supreme ruler of the world. He will launch a great tribulation against God's people, and at the end of a seven-year reign of terror, the Lord will come again, destroy this Antichrist, and set up an earthly kingdom which will last for 1,000 years. So our question is, in this study, is any of this popular theory true? The Bible gives little, if any, support to this popular theory. And let me explain why I say this. The word Antichrist simply means against Christ. This word Antichrist appears only 5 times in the Scriptures, and those 5 appearances of the word occur in only 4 verses. 1 verse uses the word twice. Let's look at these 4 verses and see what the Bible actually has to say about the Antichrist. First passage is John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. 1 John 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now think about this amazing verse. John says, it is the last hour. The last hour had come when John was writing 2,000 years ago. Isn't that amazing? People today often say, these are the end times, as if only recently the last days have begun. John, however, said 2,000 years ago, it is the last hour. Now, this passage uses the word Antichrist twice. It begins, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. There is no definite article in the original Greek. Literally, the passage says, you have heard that an Antichrist is coming. Furthermore, this passage says, many Antichrists have come. There's not just one Antichrist, but many. They had already begun to arrive in the days of John. There will be more throughout history. This passage is not describing a single individual person at the end of world history. Passage number 2, 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Now, there is a definite article in the original Greek here. Literally, the passage is saying, he is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Who is the Antichrist? He's anyone who denies the Father and the Son. Think of atheists, Muslims, Jews who reject Jesus as the Messiah, Oneness Pentecostals, and Jehovah's Witnesses. All of these groups either deny the deity of the Father or of the Son or of both. All right, passage number 3, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. There is a definite article in the original Greek here. The passage is translated accurately in the New King James Version. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. The Antichrist denies Jesus is God and that he came in the flesh as a man. So think atheists, Muslims, and Jews who reject Jesus as the Messiah. These people deny Jesus is deity and that as God, Jesus came in the flesh. Notice also this passage clearly states the Antichrist is now already in the world. This is not a single individual person appearing near the end of world history. John said he already existed in his day. All right, passage number 4, 2 John verse 7. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. There is a definite article in the original Greek here. Literally, the passage says, this is a deceiver and the antichrist. The antichrist is any and every person who deceives others into thinking that Jesus Christ did not come as God in the flesh. Well, these are the four passages which speak of the antichrist. That's it. In all of the Bible, these are the four passages. None of them teach the antichrist is a single individual who comes as the archenemy of God's people at the end of world history. The antichrist is anyone opposing Christ and his people. It's just that simple. The antichrist, or an antichrist, is all atheists, all Muslims, all Jews who reject Jesus as the Messiah, all Jehovah's Witnesses, all Oneness Pentecostals, all Mormons who deny the only and true Trinity of the Scriptures, all denominational organizations competing against the Lord's one established church in the Scriptures, all unity movements which attempt to unite man-made denominations with the Lord's church, all religious leaders like the Roman Catholic Pope who deny the Lord Jesus is the only Savior and head of the church, all atheistic, communistic, humanistic governments who oppose the Lord and His church. In the days of the Apostle John, the Roman government was antichrist. Remember, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 teaches there are many antichrists who have already come into the world. It is a serious and sinful thing to oppose Christ and His body, the church. Colossians 1, verse 18. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces in between those words. Willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. I invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.